Speaking of winning games, that's what the Commanders did yesterday. It was rough go, stopping the run. Bobby Wagner was kind enough to take some extra time to talk to me one-on-one as he was leaving the locker room, and he explained why they struggled against the run and more in our conversation after the Commanders' 27-22 win. It's yours right here, right now.
I'm here with Bobby Wagner. Obviously, good win. Any win in the division is good. Is that how you guys kind of take all what happened today out of this? That, you know, there's things to fix, but big division win.
Yeah, things to fix, but good division win. Good win coming off a very emotional game last week. I think the biggest thing is just trying to learn how to win. There's going to be all type of wins, but wins are wins. And so you find a way to finish the game, but then you look at yourself, be honest with yourself, and say, like, what can we do to get better? That's what we need to do.
You guys gave up a lot of running yards on those two back-to-back drives early in the first half, but then you came out with a three and out after the offense scored a touchdown.
Yeah.
Answering back, especially if you get that double answer, how important is that?
It's really important. I mean, we as a defense got to be better in the run. We're not doing that yet, but we have the guys to do it, and we should go back to the drawing board and fix what we're doing.
Is there anything that jumped out to you as to why they were having that success? Because obviously they weren't having it through the air on the first half.
No, I mean, I think they came in committed to the run. They had a really good duo back there from running back, and then you add the quarterback into the mix, and I think they ran every single run play could run.
Yeah.
They had poolers, they had QB key, they had power, they had screens, it was clear that the game plan was to run the ball, and they stuck with it, but with our offense, you can't stick with just running the ball because you're going to get behind.
Yeah, and they ran, I think, 14 out of 16 plays on one drive.
We got a QB power, we got a receiver reverse, we got every run style that we could possibly get, in my opinion.
Right.
So, we just got to make sure we can convert on those.
Hey, I wanted to ask you just something I didn't get a chance to ask you after last week's game. There was a third down run stop right before the fourth down run stop where your back is kind of turned to the line of scrimmage and you're communicating your ass off to your team.
Mm-hmm.
And then you turn around and you make the play. Like, can you just, I don't know if you remember any of that, but I mean, can you just take me through that whole process?
We had a couple checks based off of their formation that they were running in. So they started off in one formation, and they changed to another formation. So we started off on one defense, and then we had to change to another. And, it was third down, it was loud, and we wanted to make sure that everybody was getting the call. And I think Chin might have came down to make sure that we were on the same page. So I turned around and told him to make sure, like, everybody's good. So once everybody got set, I turned around. And as I turned around, the ball was snapped, but I knew where the ball was going. So then I took a second, and then I went and got the ball, and then I think the next play we had
the fourth down stop. Yeah, because Joe, I don't know if you heard it or cared, Joe signaled you out, obviously, for great communication this week, and I don't know if he was talking about that specific play, but that one play jumped out. I was like, oh, this is so cool, watching that, over and over again, and how you processed all of that.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just one of those things as a middle linebacker, you have to make sure everybody's right,
and
that's your job. Your job is to, get everybody lined up first, then you do your job, and so I just wanted to make sure everybody was good.
One last one for you, and then I'll let you go. I appreciate you. A 7-2 start. I mean, when you came here, you were brought here to make plays and be a leader. Could you have imagined this?
Yeah, for sure. I think, once we got into OTA and training camp, you saw how good our team could be. It was just kind of depending on how fast could we learn to win. And, we got a quarterback who's doing a great job. We got a lot of young guys that are buying in. We got older guys that are buying in as well. And so, when you have a team that believes, it sets you up in a really good situation.
All right, Bobby Wagner, the leader of the Commanders defense, Mike linebacker, nice enough to spend a couple extra minutes with me and therefore with you, explaining the run defense and what they were looking at, what they were seeing, kind of the expectation now moving forward. And I thought a really good breakdown of what happened in the Bears win, which key thing, because everybody remembers the Hail Mary, but the fourth down stop against the Bears was set up because Bobby Wagner is a great communicator, and also made a run play with his back turned at the snap to the play. I mean, he wasn't, the corner Tyrique Stevenson, who is, by the way, benched at the start of this past yesterday's game in Arizona for what he did. It wasn't exactly that. He was actually working. He was communicating. So I think a really good spot there.